And welcome everyone to another Wednesday evening here on peoplesinternetradio.com. I am Stephen Robertson. This is Cancel Look Ball. I have a very special guest up on tonight. He's an author, and just one of his books. I need to get that up here. It's not in his bio, but I will read a little bit of his bio first. My guest name is Hama, and I'm going to ask him one more time to pronounce it for me.
Mirwaisi.
Hawaisi, yes, that's right.
Mirwaisi.
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 Okay. Hama, his life story is unique, and so is his name in the U.S. He thinks probably he is the only Hama Mirwaisi among the hundreds of millions of Americans. His eyes opened for the first time as a newborn in the small mud house in the village of Four Hats in South Kurdistan, known as Northern Iraq. His lifetime journey started with the most nomadic way of life imaginable, and it took him eventually to one of the most sophisticated ways of life in the history of humankind. As a newborn, he opened his eyes to a room illuminated by a small can filled with black, unrefined oil, in which there was a piece of material sucking oil and burning to make light in the dark, a smoky interior. Smoke made a deposit, which was used in the formula to make decorative blue tattoos on the skins of the villagers. He ended up in the U.S. as electrical engineer and designed computer chips for 20 years as a logic designer. I want to welcome Hama to the show. I will. He has a lot more of his bio there. He has a B.S. and an M.S. in electrical engineering. He worked in many U.S. corporations as a computer designer and RF engineer, working on satellite communication networks for the U.S. Air Force for 5 years before joining Iraq War in 2004. Welcome to the show, Hama.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, you are very welcome. I was looking for the name of the book, the one particular book that was that we are going to be speaking of, but it's not here in your bio. Remind me what the name of the book is.
The book is called A History of Kurdish People. It's really not a history of Kurdish people alone. It's a history of what they call in Western country Caucasian or Aryan people as a whole, from the beginning of humanity or the material as exist, indicating the existence of the people in that mountain between Black Sea and Caspian Sea. So I went all the way back to the origin of the Caucasian and covering it in this book to our time.
And how far back does that go, Hama?
Well, most of the people, they say 20,000 years, fortunately, when I wrote the book, there was not too many material, recognizing like more than 5,000 year history of the human to modern human. Fortunately, in 1996 or 1994 they found in Urfa, where Ibrahim was, and the forefather of Jews was before migrating to this prison, Israel. By the Urfa, they found a foundation called Gubakli Tepe in northern Kurdistan. It's part of Turkey today. And that one proved to be 12,000 year civilization. And then our work shifted to find out about the place. And then before finishing the book, actually, I got contacted about previous book from India. One kind professor, he did have the same interest, introduced me to the Indian material where they have since 1750 BC. This is 3750. So the book is pretty much covering everything from, say, 12,000, whatever verbally left, 12,000 year to our time.
I know, Hama, a lot of people here in the last couple of decades, last 20 years or so, have been searching and finding a lot of history that have been suppressed.
Yes, I was one of the people probably wondering about, my origin. When I was working for the U.S. military in Middle East for Iraq War, I worked as a translator. From electrical engineering, I became a translator, which is, after going through a lot of the history material, two words come to my attention. They say this two words is, nobody knows what the meaning mean. Started with that two word. I said, I understand this two word very well. This is my language. It's, what they call it Kurdish now. So starting from there, and since 2006, I've been researching and finding 10 of the material, about, the people called Caucasian. So that's what I am going through, hopefully stage by stage, if you give me more chance to continue on with this, my finding. Like you said, I am unique. Probably I am the only name called Hama Mirwaisi, and my lifetime is unique too. And my work is really unique, is not covered in regular school in the universities. So I like to be challenged by anyone who disputing my finding. My uniqueness is another thing. I read like ancient language, like Sanskrit language of India. I read the 2,500 year old language deciphered by professor from University of Berkeley, changing the symbol to Latin alphabet. And I understand exactly that language called Aryan language. So I will go through the origin of the Caucasian and why the name is changed from Caucasian to eventually to the Aryan. And then from to German to, English, Kurdish, Persian, Indian. So many people coming out from this region, or that's where their origin is. So that's what the work is all about.
Okay. what were some of the resources you searched through, Hama, to come up with these findings?
Well, the research, like I said, I started with two words. It's called Aryanum Veja, another one called Hara Barzati. So the origin of the Caucasian starting, the Caucasian is the English name for the original word. It is actually Kauki the Hu Hun. The word meaning, I understand the old language, meaning Kauki, the name of the lady, is still in Kurdish area, like especially in Lek region in Kirmanshan, Iran. And Lorestan, Iran, a lot of the people's name is Kauki. They don't know what it means. But the name of the person was Kauki. That it is for Za, meaning giving birth. Who is the name of the god of the Caucasian in the old day? Han, like Han of the German, meaning the god, the great god. The Kauki give birth with the help of great God. That's where the Caucasian name is coming originally. That's what it is. And then from there, all these people born, or maybe there was more women, not only one woman, but that's what an Aryanum Veja, meaning it come out. It took me long time to exactly know what is this Iranian Veja. For example, the Caucasian did have a religion called Mitra religion, and the name of the god was Hu. But then after 4,000 years, Zoroaster came, and he did have trouble with his town family. They come. He came up to reform Mitra religion or Mitraism religion. But then he asked the god to give him a place to go to, getting away from this trouble with his family, with his relative. The god gave him 16 different kingdoms at his time, which is 8,000 years ago. One of the places is called Aryanum Veja. and in Harabaldati, meaning the highest point. So I found out, you know, from the Indian information lift that the people migrated, this Caucasian people, in one time of the history, about, according to the modern scientists, there was a great flood in 7200 BC, about 9,000 years ago. And incidentally, the name of the book left by Zoroaster called Avesta, meaning when the water stopped. So that means he come after the flood. And Arianem Vieja, meaning the mountain, is a like volcanic mountain. That's what's throwing away the fire. Doesn't have anything to do whatsoever with the Aryan people, the people calling Arianem Vieja lot of Aryan. This doesn't have anything to do, the Aryan born, you know, many later on, you know, doesn't have anything to do with the place. And Harabardati, meaning the highest point, which is Mount Daimavan by the Tehran today.
I see. I have heard of evidence out there, Hama, that suggests the Aryan people or the Caucasian people were all over the world, maybe even in North America here, as far back as 100,000 years ago. Did you uncover any type of evidence
well,
like that?
Well, I didn't. This is speculation. I went with the material, existing material, or you know, I can find, and the language. For example, from the Mitra religion, the only thing, you know, somebody did 25-year research, and the religion is still existing. Some people in Iran are still believing in that religion. But it's so old, they don't have material, they don't have document to say, you know, taking me back to 20,000 year or 12,000 year. So I look at the Mitra meaning me and you. So the person can directly connecting to the who. This who become Yahweh in Judaism, the same who. So the who, H-U or W-H-O, you know, unknown, invisible God, and the every person according the name of the prophet, the Caucasian prophet name was Mahabad. This Mahabad come up with the Mitra religion. It was seven stages, just like you, the people go to the field playing like football or playing baseball. The children have to go, everybody have to go through training, like starting with the exercises with the, then they come to the certain three stages is mandatory for the people to attend the religious school. And then after three is voluntary. If you reach in seven stages, you can talk to the God directly according to their religion. That's what Zoroaster went through. Only two people in the history, according to them, went through that stage to reach stage seven. But stage five and six becoming priests, they call them sapienta, before Zoroastrian, and after Zoroastrian, you know, they call them magi in English, but the name is Maga Osh, meaning he say or she say anything when it is conscious, you know. That's what the name is. So my edge is reading all this material and looking at the meaning, what really mean. So I went deciphering six songs of Zoroaster. And how I found Harabardati, where Harabardati is, like 2,500 years ago, they have a war and the people was running to this place where Zoroaster was. If they reach that place, they will be safe. It was Mecca for Zoroastrian. So I found out this people, the name is called Rahagi, meaning when you are free, from trouble. So it is making sense. The people, the place is holy and the people and he got his freedom. That's where Zoroaster is. Everybody is speculating where Zoroaster was living. So then they found Göbekli Tepe, 12,000 year, this Caucasian, they was looking at the star and they have NASA 12,000 years ago, a NASA system. So they wasn't like wild or human eat, you know, cannibalism. They portraying like Viking or Germanic tribe. So they did have origin. They did have a history. And I hope will be a lot of the interest foundation to study this material without involvement of politics. I don't know why it's suppressed. Everybody going studying like Egyptian history, but they don't study their own history.
No, many societies don't study their history. Even today they maybe it comes down to conditioning of the leaders. Hamas.
I cover the history. I'm trying to avoiding the politics of it. And I'm like anybody else. I was surprised why I am, 40 million Kurd. I don't have history. You know, the people calling us the children of the devil. If the devil have a children, you know, all these people occupying Kurdistan, they call us name and, and we are the people. I got caught by the people. You guys don't have history. So I went back doing the research. It's not only Kurd. The Caucasian doesn't have history. The whole entire European doesn't have history. So the history is not important for many people. Like majority of the American people, they don't care about history. They grow up like this. But I found out if you know your own history very well, and get taught when you are young, and you know yourself better, and you will do better with your life. The people know history and they know their religion very well. They do better than other people, honestly. So that's what drive me personally. And I wish I was knowing this material when I was 7 years old, or exposed to it, so I can build my life better, you know. But that's what I've been doing, trying to find out where I come from, why I don't have history comparing to other people. Who is this old Persian? Everything in Iran, for example, they say old Persian. Who existed before this old Persian? So I go through the material by timeline. So my intake, I said 20,000, they say they found the oldest human in Kurdistan, in the cave. But I don't go with the cave. I just go with the language, what is existing. And the song left from Zoroaster, for example, it is 8,000 year old. So I decipher six song. Like, for example, they say good start, good word, good deed, but that wasn't, you say who meta, who hook hata, who rashta. That's what the original word is, which is meaning good start, good word. Who hata meaning the, who is the God? Hata meaning the God, what the God give you. Who kahata meaning the one you have. Your word, your saying. Who rashta mean, this is the, your deed. This is your, that's what the good deed coming from. This is your deed. So what the God give you in your brain and you think, using it, you think with it. And then whatever is coming out from your mouth, your word, and that's your behavior. That's your personality. That's what the teaching is.
It is. It is, Hama. I know you didn't, you tried not to get into the political aspect of it, but, I believe myself and a lot of other people believe, Hama, that, political leaders or the families that have always had control of many of the countries, many of the cultures have, wanted to suppress the history, and they have.
I understand what you're saying, but in my best, I was trying to avoiding the politics and going through every stages and looking at the politics. We are human on this earth. Every time I was going to my engineering work, I said, I wonder who's using me today. It is, we are learning when anything good coming out, like if it is Christian or Judaism or Zoroastrian, somebody finding out how to using it and make good out of it, making himself king or queen or rich. So everything is manipulated by other human. So we're reaching this point so far. But that's what it is. You know, every good thing coming out and somebody will corrupt it, and for sure. That's what the, you can call it religion or you can call it political party. It happening. But we're trying to covering the history and how, when we get to the stages to say, how Alexander the Great become Alexander the Great. Maybe that one doesn't offending anybody, and we can talk about that one and how the, why the Greek coming from Egypt and taking those island, and why they want to forcing everybody to speak Greek during Alexander. So we can come through stages and touching those what happened to the people in the region.
Certainly, certainly. I wanted to touch upon one thing, Hama, in your introduction in the almost the very first line, but most certainly in the very first paragraph, you talk about human being was named Adam or Adam.
Yes, yes. This is 2,500 year old. And the Caucasian used A in front of everything in the old day. And, you know, the language is really very, very important for me, because from the language is coming communication. And when the people communicated, suddenly, you know, in one point of time, they built religion. Probably they did have more religion before that, but eventually everybody, every Caucasian become some derivative. Probably one village interpreted it from other village a little bit differently. But they did have a common belief, believing, because according to Mahabharat, he said who like sun. Well, the sun become holy for the Caucasian. So how you interpreting sun, that was different from one town to other town. And the people migrated eventually from their birth, the Caucasian mountain. Some people migrated wherever the place for living was in Europe, probably frozen at that time, but they found a spot to live in it. And some people went all the way to India. So the language was used. If you go back to Latin, I can trace, give me one word English, I can trace it back to Latin, and from Latin going back to that old language in India, Sanskrit language or Aryan language. How the language become uniform, they call Aryan language, is because of the religion. So there was a study in the Avesta, the language of Avesta is called Aryan language. And the A was used before every word till 2500. I read that material, and that there is a mountain in Iran called Besutun Kunafurum in inscription. Professor from Berkeley University deciphered. They call A, them, now we are still using it in English. If somebody, you know, retarded, they call them demi. Them is a mouse. So Adam, meaning the person is using his mouth and speaking. That's what the Adam meaning. So it's not a person like and some religion is saying Adam and Eve. But that's disputing what Adam mean in Aryan language.
Okay. I understand what you say there. I've actually heard evidence that there was a tribe of people called the Adams. Did you come across any evidence of that?
No, it's and that 2,500 year old written language is Adam meaning human.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what the word is really mean. Adam meaning the one using mouth speaking. So everybody call Adam, man and woman.
I see. Okay. So everybody was...
Speaking is Adam.
I see.
So that's what the written is. It's in Aryan language. And that's what Adam is. because every time they say they're talking about things, they don't say Steve as Adam. The language is not continuous. It's very interesting. Like, for example, A for human, and like Kha for me. Even the letter meaning something alone, every letter. It is, the letter is coming out very close to the, there's no Arabic word in it. There's Arabic letter in it. The people say Phoenician is very old, alphabet. Could be in that part of the, for African people, but they did have different system, totally different system between Caucasian and African system.
Who in your research, which group of people had the first written language, the first history?
It's Caucasian. They are in my research. I found out the most sophisticated, the first religion come from them. Coming from this Mitra, then becomes Zoroastrian, and Zoroastrian went to India, giving birth to all this religion, like Buddhism, Jainism, Hinduism. And then coming this side, Abraham was most likely he was Mitra, because they believe in two principles they call Yahu, and the person. So anything with two principle is meaning Mitraism religion origin. Anything with three principle is Zoroastrian religion. Like Zoroaster have like God. The name of the God is Hu in Zoroastrian too. And then they have like human. And then there is one Holy Spirit between human and God. So you cannot go to God directly. But in Mitra, you are connected directly to Hu, and so is in Judaism, you are connected directly to Yahuwah. So anything, then Islam is a kind of copy of Judaism. So with two principles, Allah and human. So the Zoroastrian, the Christian religion is 100% Zoroastrian, but that's politically incorrect or not correct to say that. Doesn't have anything, a core belief doesn't have anything to do with the Judaism, but for some reason, the Hebrew Bible is holy for the Christian. But that's what I understand about religion.
Explain more about Zoroastrian.
Zoroastrian.
Zoroastrian, yes.
The name is Dara Sa'ushatira, meaning he is gold, and the letter is not the, it's the, it's T-H-E pronounced the, meaning, the U-S, for example. For something to be great. The, meaning coming from Saya, meaning a shadow. So the old leader, you say, Siatatu, I am under your shadow. I am under your power. So the greatness, Taushatira, he is very smart. That's what must be title or his parent name him that way, because his parent was a priest of the Mitraism religion. So Zoroaster coming from religious family himself, his parent was a priesthood in the Mitraism religion.
All interesting. Very, very interesting.
That's where the tha is coming from, T-H-E. But it is like a delta in Greek. They wrote it down. So that's what it is.
Yes. In the book, Hama, you mentioned that the Aryan people practice Zoroastrianism religion side by side with the
when,
prophet.
Mitraism, was two principle, like God and human, and Zoroaster come and said, God is very great, Friedrich Nietzsche did a lot of the research in Zoroastrian. I got alphabet and song from him. He found out his, he wrote his stories. Of course, Avesta was written by Alexander the Great. After the Alexander Great, the Sasanian Empire collected whatever left from the people, rewriting it. The Arab come burning it and Mongolian come burning it. Little bit of it left and some people run to India and keep it. But the most material really about the religion left in India. The Indian recorded everything before Christian coming in 1750. They recorded everything in terms of song and write it down. So the most material is in India. This professor in India, he did have a lot of the problem to understand the root of it till he read my book. And he said, Hama, I was so confused, but now I know the whole history, what happened. Zoroaster came along, he said, God looked like fire and earth. You don't have to go to sin. It's too far. And he came up with a three principle, pervertige between, so if every human, according to Zoroaster, have one spirit with, like to be a good spirit or angel, living within human, every time you try to do something wrong, that angel or that spirit tell you this is wrong. Don't kill this person. Don't steal this one. Don't lie. Don't do this. Tell the truth. It keep telling you everything. But you listen or you don't listen. As soon as the human is dying, according to them, the body is nothing. So they just throw it away or they put them someplace for the bird to eating it. But the spirit stay with the body for 3 days, shivering, according to their interpretation. And the angel telling him was with him from the birth. Say, I told you to not do that one. I cannot help you. Now you go and you, for your judgment. So you, it's just flying like, Islam coming up with this story that Sirat al-Mustaqim, they call it. I know Arabic, I know Persian, I know English, I know Kurdish. But over there is, it is the same thing with Zoroastrian. It says from the mountain, like, rainbow, go to the heaven. You go through this one and you get to the end over there. The Yazdad, one of the angels, is asking you for your, what you did on the earth. If you are a good person, they will let you to go to heaven. Otherwise, they kick you from there down to earth. This is the hell. They have hell and heaven. And that's what the interpretation is.
I see. Hama, tell me what your thoughts are on this. I've heard a theory that the Caucasians, that some of the tribes in the, or some of the groups in the Middle East are actually offspring of Caucasians and the Africans in interbreeding. Do you know of this theory?
Yes, I think I am convinced that the African, come before Egypt. They was Sumerian, for example. This is 5,000 years. They was buying a lot of the slave from Africa.
I've actually seen evidence, or I've seen claims, Hama, that Africans were in Egypt before the Egyptians were.
Well, the Egyptian, my conclusion is when the people went to, it wasn't mixed with probably to say not mixed with the African yet. They went to India. So there was initial Davidian, they call it in India, they was mixed over there. And took over the India in 1750 later. But even before they went over there, the Caucasian was reaching over there because there was some Mitra people, like, for example, Persian was from Mitra and they fight Aryan. So the Aryan beat them and took over the whole thing. This is in 1750, but we are talking about 8,000, 5,000, 6,000 before that. But in one point of time, everybody come back to the Middle East, like Sumerian, Elam, and stuff like this. In maybe 5,000, 6,000 years ago, they bought a lot of the African people use them for farming when the farming started as a slave. The population of African became very big eventually took over Sumerian kingdom. And that's what they call it, Akkadian. The Akkadian bring a lot of the African. During that, but the Egyptian is a 3,000 year old empire. The Egyptian grow and become more powerful. So the Aryan have to stop them between Red Sea and Mediterranean Sea. But here you have a black, African took over Sumer. And the balance changing. During that conflict between Mitra and between Aryan, some white people run to Egypt. Because one of the professors asked me, Hama, there was a white people in Egypt before. It is true. Like, for example, the Arthurian, their name is Caucasian, and they was Mitra, and they ran away to joining enemy because they did have conflict with other Aryan. And so Ibrahim, the same story. The Mateen Aryan took over the Hurrian Aryan, and he was from royal family or from priesthood family, ran away. But for two generations, his descendant was marrying back home. Their language is, I understand totally whatever left from Ibrahim. Like Kildanian, a group of the Aryan went joining African. But African then colonized the Aryan, and there is a mythology left, for example. They call one king, devil come and kissing both shoulder, have two snake coming out, and those snake, and then devil making them himself as a doctor coming back, advising king to feed this snake with the brain of children. This is a story among Iranian, among Kurd, goes all the way Middle East, is still celebrating. They call Nowruz every year, celebrating they liberated from, but that's mythology, like Greek mythology, indicating there was some, in one point, African king, very cruel to the people, and Aryan revolted. But all this one, the people thinking Babylonian is African, they are not their language, their color, their blood is Aryan, but their language is African, is true. The Hebrew, their blood, their color is white people, but they claiming to be African. Kildanian, the same thing. Assyrian, all these people, but the Armenian is African, is it was a colony of this Akkadian Empire, built in where the northern Kurdistan is in Turkey by Lake Van. And then Greek was a colony, like a navy, Egyptian navy. So Egypt, that one is, there is a lot of the document about Egypt, how many time attacking between Red Sea and Mediterranean Sea. And Arab come along with the Egyptian later on, and then the Aryan allowed them to settle by Jordan and spread over there and took over the region later on. We will get to all this one as we go along through the book.
Sure, absolutely. Can you explain who, Akkad and the Akkadian Empire?
Akkadian Empire is come like 2,300. There was a slave man. He revolted, and all the labor joined him, like farmer.
He was an African slave.
Yes.
Okay.
All the slave took over the country, and then he went to Phoenician, where the Egyptian settler was over there. He bring in a lot of the African, make him soldier, and they ruled. And bring back Assyrian. Assyrian was in Lebanon and today Israel.
And
so he bring back Assyrian back, and he bring back Babylonian, and he injected Armenian from Africa to that part of the world. Urartu, there was a kingdom of Urartu. He injected Armenian over there. Even during, you can read from Herodotus, like during the Lydian and Median war, both Aryan, Babylon was by Lake Van in northern Kurdistan in Turkey. So there was a Kildanian was living over there at the time. All this I did very well study and documented by the timing.
Okay, I understand. Akkad, in the book you state, took over the land of Sumer.
Yes.
Which is present-day
Iraq.
Iraq, yes.
Yes.
Wasn't it, where did...
In
where
year
did...
2003, for example, you can see how the, when the Egyptian was attacking between, even the people, you know, it's very interesting. The language is really my edge to... the Palestinian, original Palestinian, you know, the Hebrew history, I read the whole Hebrew history, by the way. And say Palestinian coming sea people, they call them. There is a Mediterranean Sea, how you can live in the sea, you know, in the island, in the boat, how many days you can live. They call it sea people. One of the Egypt king come reconquer the region and bring this Palestinian settlement over there. But the name in the region called Palestine or Palestinian. But in Aryan language, Palestine, pel meaning a valley, setem, Palestine meaning the place where they did rather the horrible thing to the people. So apparently, during Hittite Empire, the African when conquered that valley killed a lot of the people. That's what, and then they pick up the name of that valley. They was African brought by Egypt, settled over there. But all this one is played with it in to making it, whatever who wrote it, it's confusing. But the Palestinian meaning the valley of the bad happening, meaning abusing somebody over there, killing somebody. And that's what happened in the war between African and Aryan. The Aryan, you can trace them back, like Elamis was sending reinforcement to the Sumeris to stop this wave coming from Africa. And the Matin, the Aryan tribe come from Iran and took over the Hurrian kingdom to, originally didn't take over the Hurrian kingdom. They came to help Aryan in Hurrian kingdom. In time, they took the kingdom off, they took over the kingdom and Abraham got upset, ran away, joining the enemy.
Okay, okay. I'm trying to follow along with you, Hamad.
Yeah, well, this is the people becoming, sometimes becoming all this religious book, the people, they don't want to discuss it. It's kind of taboo. I wish somebody will sit down, you know, many, many people, not only me or just a few people, will have a foundation and doing it without political or religious involvement, just to find the truth for the people, what happened, how these people take over this land, you know. That's more logical than accusing one another, you know.
Yes, yes. Also in the book, Hama, you state that under Sargon of Akkad and his successors, the Akkadian language was briefly imposed upon neighboring conquered states, such as Elam.
Yeah, he was trying to use, that's the first time they was, everybody went, only Aryan because of their language, they didn't force anybody, you know, pretty much, I am aware of it. The only thing I kind, you know, between Mitra and Zoroastrian, that war, they call a war of Tian King in India. The forefather of the Median was one of the Aryan tribe, was Zoroastrian, took over the land over there. But Mitra was existing even to our time. They didn't wipe him out or during, they did have always angle of the human right, like Cyrus the Great didn't bring that idea from the sky. He was a Zoroastrian member. He was always respecting human rights. And so is the king before him, his great grandfather, Gia Ka Kau. And I trace him back to India. They call Ajamat. It's a holy place in, his grave still exists. That went about 2000 something before BC. He was a leader of the Aryan at the time. And so the Aryan was a lawgiver, they call him. The king was absolute. And all this Germanic tribe was over there at the time, at the time of that Tian War. So they was Aryan at the time.
I see, I see. I'm trying to look here. I believe that there are some cultures, Hama, that that go back in their past and in their history and tell the story that they are descended of alien races seeding, well, seeding the world, seeding the planet with
well,
different races.
Well, there's a lot of the theories, you know, I read about that when the alien come. And so, you know, Zoroaster was, some people call he his ship was break down and teaching these people. But apparently, you know, by looking at this foundation in Gobekli Tepe for Caucasian, for some reason, they was interested in space. And they figured out the stars for maybe for agriculture or for other study or somebody visiting them from other planet. So there are a lot of the claim going around, but apparently he did have you know, very good ideas. Like he said, the sun is the source of the life, air, water. This is necessity. You have to keep it clean. So he was teaching ecology at the time, and pollution, and all this one part of his religion.
Where so, from? Where from your research, Hama? Do you believe the 12 tribes of Israel? Where do you think they descended from?
I don't think that 12 tribe, 10 tribe, they are 12 tribe descendant of Israel. It's not Israel. Yisrael, meaning he is the chief of the tribe. That's what when he come back from went to Egypt was 12 sons. And that 12 descendant of 12 sons come back with Moses. And then 10 of the tribe or 10 and a half or 11 and a half was, you know, all taken away by Assyrian. I think Assyrian killed most of the men and, you know, just divided women among themselves. But later on, during the Babylonian, you know, when the Babylonian, this is not the first time, I read very carefully the history of Jewish people. I read Josephus, he wrote a history for Roman, very well, and I understand their language. For example, in a Genesis, meaning Beria Hamushit, this is Aryan language, or Kurdish language in particular, Hurrian, meaning before everything else, the Genesis itself. I decipher the name of 12 sons of Israel. I decipher all their name, whatever left, it is written in Hurrian, and have a meaning and stand for something. So that 12, I don't believe they really survived. Somebody's a friend of mine sent me a book. One Russian guy wrote a book. He happened to be Jewish, you know, claiming that some Scandinavian is belong to that 10 tribe. It's speculation. They call Pishtu belong in Afghanistan, belong to that 10 tribe. But in Kurdish region, after the Babylonian, after the Median Empire, there were a lot of the Jewish settler over there, or local people become Jewish, like the Kurdish. And in Israel, there is 100,000 Kurdish now. They speak in Kurdish language and Jewish religion. And so they are originally from Hurrian people. And they did DNA tests too, and come out to be related to those people. But for religion purposes, the people growing up with it for 2,000 years, and they still claiming to be, you know, Semitic. There are no basis for the Semitic or for that flood they're talking about. But that's somehow we get into the religion, and I'm trying to avoid that religious discussion because probably some people will get offended for their religious belief or politics. So trying to stay with the true history, with the document.
Yes, yes. Well, I found out, Hama, that it doesn't matter what you do. You won't be able to please everyone. You will offend someone with something.
So I'm trying to presenting something, you know, to be beneficial for everybody, beneficial for human. And I hope the people will understand that. My understanding is really language. And I wish, you know, University of Harvard will, or other university will invite me and discussing what I found, you know, and what it mean every word. Instead of making up the thing to say, I think this is what it means. For example, you know, I have great respect for Chomsky, for example. He's a guru in the world for the language.
But I'm sorry, who's this?
Stuff is not true. Like, for example, they divide in Kurd and Lord to be two separate people, but the language is the same. I understand both languages.
Who is it?
I am coming from Kurdish region, and when the Lord singing, I said maybe it's built with genetic, vibrating something. I cry with it. It was inside sometimes. So it's not, if dialect, the people, the language evolving, it's very interesting how the world is changing. I can follow that three words to the time of 2500 and to our time. Now we call it we call it himmete, hikmete, rawushta. The same three words is still used in Kurdish area, but with different spelling, with different understanding, without knowing what it was. So even changing to English, changing to French, changing to, you go to the Latin and coming from the root, and you tracing the root back to the Sanskrit language. So the language is very important to understand before making up anything. So just the language tell you what happened 2,500 years ago, or say, you know, that's Zoroaster's song is 8,000 years old because the people memorize it. So have a meaning. For example, you say, man yanim hu. Man meaning me, yanim I bring. Who is the God? Man yanim hu, man yanim vajahu. You know, I practice what the God told me. You know, and he calling here, the universe is like a flour mill system. The whole universe is run by the God. He is the operator of that universe, and I am operator of this religion. So comparing himself to God, he is operator of the religion and the God operator of the universe. So it's very interesting thing when you're reading those language, how the people think 8,000 years ago and understanding.
Yes, it is. It sounds like it is very interesting. What happened in 522? You mentioned 522 BCE. Darius, the son of Hastapes?
Hastasibus.
Hastasibus, okay.
Yeah, meaning, Darius, Hastasibus, 522, it is very interesting thing. You know, one thing the people doesn't understand in America, for example, Jefferson fall in love with two of the Aryan people history. One of them was Cyrus the Great. He read his life story, and he keeps that, even he went to bathroom, he keeping that book with himself.
Thomas.
He read it hundreds of times.
Thomas Jefferson?
And Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
So he come up, he helped to write this kind of institution that people have been enjoying it for the last 200 years, which is I am very fond of it. He used Cyrus the Great lifetime, and then there was a general called General Harpagos. General Harpagos was he conquered Greek, but he could wipe out Greek, but he stopped. He didn't do it. But later on, they appointed him as a king of Lycia. It was a kingdom in Turkey. There were Lydia, Lycia, and Greek was in those islands at the time. Then the people wasn't getting along, like every tribe fighting in Lycia when Harpagos took over. So he came up with the idea of a state. So he divided everybody to their own state, to ruling themselves. So that's what Jefferson's state came from, to making a state and using Cyrus the Great lifetime for human rights and all this declaration in the Constitution. So this Constitution made America very stable and the best country on the earth to be built ever by human. And you can see in 200 years, American people technologically, serve the humanity, 1 million times more than what happened before this America in 200 year history. So just imagine if the world is stable and the people working for good of humanity, but then it's corrupted now, unfortunately, and the people know how to make the thing bad. America built very good. As a refugee, I come to this country, coming from that background, you introduced me to this, the most sophisticated technology, and I learned all this in this free society. This is what we need, but always the good thing is corrupted by few people, greedy, not very well educated. Why you want to accumulate billions of dollars and abusing this people, abusing system? Well, but that's what coming to the, a little bit closer to politics. I try to avoid. And,
don't worry about
anyway,
it.
Anyway, coming back to Darius, so Cyrus the Great, all his life did very good thing. The people was inviting him to conquer his country. And that's what Jefferson's dream was. The people will invite America to conquer their country. But Cyrus did one mistake. And that mistake haunted him and his family. During the Median Empire, his great-grandfather was given Elam to rule, and his uncle from his father was ruling Persian area in Isfahan. But after three generations, Cyrus decided to dismantle that kingdom in Persia, bring him to Elam, to Anshan. That was grandfather of Darius. And he keep telling his grandson, he born over there when he was young, and keep telling how he did to us. We did have lot of the servant. We did have herd of sheep. We were so rich in Persia. This guy bring Darius, making his father general and later satrap, a governor of one state. But Darius become a swearing enemy of the Cyrus. Cyrus got killed mysteriously when he went to war fighting Germanic tribe in Afghanistan. He got killed over there. And then, mysteriously, nobody knows how he got killed. But then his son went conquering Egypt, and when he come back, they intercepting him and killed him in Syria. They said his sword by accident went through his stomach. So Darius was seven general, probably plotted all this in Babylon, in Baghdad. And there wasn't Baghdad at the time. But that's, I explain all this one. Then he kills the second son of Cyrus and married all the female within the Cyrus family, all the sister and the daughter of Kabugia, the one conquered Egypt. He married everybody in the Cyrus family so the secret won't go out. I believe his mother was the daughter of Ether, Queen Ether. So I explain all that one in the book.
Okay. I have just a couple more questions before we end tonight, Hamra.
Yes.
One comes from the chat room. Sam would like to know what what is your knowledge of some of the groups of people back 2,500 years ago, or even further back, what their belief of reincarnation was?
The Zoroastrian believing that the soul will live in the heaven, and that's what the religion was 2,500 years. On the Mount Betusutun, at least hundreds of times Darius wrote, that's by the way, that document on Mount Betusutun cuneiform inscription is written by Darius' kingdom. He, every other few line he mentioning Ahura Mazda, it's not Ahura Mazda, the people they call him. If you say Ahura Mazda, meaning that the past of the God is great. But Ahura Mazda, Ahur, A-U-R, that means fire, Agar, that's Aryan coming from that name. So in that time, the entire Aryan at night was look like today. They did have like a light bulb because there was everybody making fire. So the country of fire. That's where the name is coming from, Aryan. So, yeah, they believing in God and believing that there will they have heaven and hell. So, that's what their belief is.
Okay. Okay. I do know that, since that time, there are many, many, groups of people, many, many religions, believe in reincarnation.
I assume, you know, that idea being around, like, for example, when, they put, they took, you know, the Jewish people, majority of the Jewish people to Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. Over there, they got contacted with Zoroastrian in close, and, they got the idea. When they went back to Jerusalem, the original Jewish, they said, you guys not Jewish anymore. So the belief changed somehow. The core belief. Still, there's two Hebrew Bible by the original people and by this people coming back from Babylon. The reincarnation probably was existing, I am assuming, because the idea of the, you know, the people talking about that Abraham didn't have a religion, he was breaking, you know, all the statues and got upset with it. But, I mean, even the rabbinic committee in Israel, some of them, they don't believe Jesus, Hebrew did have, Abraham have a religious belief. But it's not true. His name, Abraham, meaning he is a brother of everybody, that must be title of the religious man. And then whatever left from him have a meaning. So he was 100% sure was part of the Mitra religion. So they believe in one God, and I really don't know too much of their religion. So my part didn't only cover a basic thing of the Zoroastrian and Mitra religion, what they believe in, and for my research. So I believe they do believe in reincarnation through the Mitraism religion.
I think I'll end with this question here, Hama. From your research, who do you believe the Ashkenazi Jews or the Khazarian Jews, where do you think they came from? I mean, well, the Khazarians probably came from the Khazarian area, didn't they?
Well, when the Jews, they took Jews to the Babylon, and then they allowed during Cyrus to go back over there, and he went over there to rebuild them the temple, but they tried to kill him. They tried to kill him. So there was before this happened, during the war, is not mentioned. The Median Empire was helping Nebuchadnezzar in the war in that part of the world against Egyptian, because the daughter of the Siacharis the Great married Nebuchadnezzar. They was allied. So the army of the Median, the Aryan army, made some settlement in Jerusalem during that time. But when Cyrus went back trying to build the temple, those Jews, the same Jews, they tried to kill him. Those Arian told him they trying to kill you. So he stopped the project and went back. So the temple is built during Darius, not during Cyrus, rebuilt. At the time when Greek come, the Jewish people become ally of Greek. So originally they become ally of the Persian during Darius when they overthrow the Median Empire. But then when the Greek come, they become ally of Greek and then stay with the Greek and become enemies of the Roman, and Roman beat them in 70, destroy the temple for the second time. That's the time Ashkenian and other Jews migrated toward Europe during Greek time. Not too many come before, but during Roman Empire, a lot of the people displaced. And then through the history, when Arab come, Islam come and chase more of them, and they end up in Russia. And the original one probably went for merchant through Iran to Russia, to Europe. And Ashkenazi's, you know, blood is directly related to the Hurrian. There is a group of the Hurrian lived in northern Iraq. Not too many. Everybody become different language. That's what the Hurrian people was settled over there in 2000 BC.
I think I've got a little bit better understanding there.
Yes.
I think, well, this has been a very informative 75 minutes here, Hama. But I do have to end here. I told you I was a little bit pressed for time tonight.
Okay.
But we have already spoken and about coming on a greater number of series of shows, and I will be able to send you some dates and times when we
appreciate
can.
That. I like to continue. This is just general information. Then we can go to the where the country started. Like for example, they built official boundaries after the 16 kingdom during 8,000 years ago. And going through all these histories, hopefully, one by one, based on the timeline.
Yes. Well, you've given me a copy of your PDF book, and I'm going to read more into it extensively so I can have more questions for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on tonight.
Have a nice evening now.
Yes, you too, Hama. Thank you. All right, everyone. As on a normal Wednesday night, I am a little bit pressed for time tonight, so I'm in a little bit early, about 45 minutes too early, a little early there. So I will see everyone on Sunday. And thank you, Prepper, and everyone else for staying up and listening. This has been Cancel the Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com. I am Stephen Roberts, and until Sunday.